Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, a moment to stop in our busy lives and listen to God. First, let me read a few verses from the Bible. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 11 to 13. Oh, dear Corinthian friends, we've spoken honestly with you and our hearts are open to you. There's no lack of love on our part, but you have withheld your love from us. I'm asking you to respond as if you were my own children. Open your hearts to us. It's possible for our relationship with other people to be incredibly superficial. Our words can often be a way of pushing other people away rather than revealing anything significant about ourselves. A friendly, smiling face and a warm greeting can easily be the mask to deep sadness and confusion. This can happen as easily in churches as anywhere else. We can skate over the surface without ever really getting to know one another. Paul, in typical robust style, pierces through such superficiality and says exactly what he thinks. He has opened his heart to the Corinthians, and they've done exactly the opposite to him. He appeals them to open their hearts to him as if they were his children. Paul had established the church in Corinth, so it isn't surprising that he looked at them with a father's love, and he's desperate to have a strong relationship with them. It's so important for us to have people with whom we can open our hearts. This is what true fellowship is all about. It's only as we get to know one another deeply that we can truly be the church and live as the body of Christ, giving and receiving love and spiritual gifts. Being vulnerable in this way isn't easy, but there's no other way to discover strong and vibrant relationships. Behind Paul's words, there is clearly a very real sense of hurt. He loves the Corinthians so much that he longs to receive their love in return. His honest words are a helpful reminder that churches are not made up of perfect people, and at times fellowship can be agonizingly disappointing. But like Paul, we need to go on loving people and longing for our Christian brothers and sisters to open their hearts to us and to one another. Let me pray with you. Loving Lord, thank you that you have opened your heart to us. Help us to be increasingly willing to open our hearts to our Christian brothers and sisters. Amen. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a great day and that you'll join me every weekday for Be Still and Know here on Premier.
Imagine this. It's 10 o'clock and time to go to bed. Scary, right?
It might be, especially if you fear the chance of an accidental leakage and skin irritation. Well, if that's the case, you need to try Tena Sensitive Care Overnight Pads. Its skin comfort formula acts as a barrier to help protect your skin and provides triple protection against leaks, odor, and wetness, helping you feel secure throughout the night. With Tena Overnight Pads, your nights will be smoother and your days brighter. Try them now and have a smooth night.